In 2014, Darren Taylor jumps off a high dive, his body horizontal, his head lifted back and up, the exact opposite of most divers. But most divers land in 12 feet of water. Darren's looking at just 12 inches. That's right, he jumps into just 1 foot of water. That's all he thinks he'll need to land the world's biggest belly flop. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In 2014, 53-year-old Darren Taylor has been diving his entire life. Jumping off the block at 4 and competing in the Junior Olympics at 12 before learning about shallow diving. Classified as an extreme sport, shallow diving involves intense training, a diving block that's several stories tall, and a kiddie pool. The goal? Dive into just 12 inches of water from the highest height possible without dying. In 2014, Darren sets out to break the shallow diving world record. That means diving from a platform 37 feet 11 inches in the air into 1 foot of water, which is going to be really, really hard and dangerous because he's a large, middle-aged man, not a walking balsa wood glider. For Darren, this isn't just a physical feat. It's scientific. In fact, as he does his research, he nicknames himself Professor Splash. I want to make fun of it, but I can't. That's the perfect nickname for a professional belly flopper. And way less creepy than what I came up with, which was Dr. Wet. To properly cushion his weight, Professor Splash calculates he'll need to displace about 100 gallons of water, almost half the volume of the 275-gallon kiddie pool waiting for him. In layman's terms, he needs to make the world's biggest splash. Professor Splash also plans to distribute his weight as widely as possible. If his hands or feet hit the surface first, the impact could dislocate his shoulders or break a bone. Professor Splash's solution for weight distribution? A belly flop. Of course, a belly flop. So, he starts training. And training does not sound fun. It sounds about as painful as you can imagine. In addition to basically living with a red belly for months, Darren gets 8 concussions. He also develops some internal swelling and with each dive, risks rupturing his liver. On September 9th, 2014, Darren has not given up despite his numerous injuries. He's ready. In an event put on by Guinness World Records in China, Professor Splash takes the stage joined by his posse of Splash Girls. Definitely a good call not to go with Dr. Wet. Could get even more eyebrows raised when he's flanked by his own, well, let's move it along. He wears an old-fashioned bathing costume with an American flag print and a cape. He ascends to the top of the 37-foot, 11-inch high-dive platform, roughly 2.5 stories tall. At the top, Darren looks down at the 6-foot by 12-foot inflatable kiddie pool. Whales and dolphins smile on the sides. It's something you could get at any Walmart. Also something no one in their right mind would jump off a roof into, let alone the equivalent of a 4-story roof. Luckily for storytelling purposes, Darren is not in his right mind. The only modification that's been made to this pool is a large crash pad underneath, just in case he misses the pool. Paramedics wait on standby. On the edge of the platform, Darren grabs the bar behind him to stabilize himself. It's a long way down. Pure concentration crosses his face as he squats, circles his arms back, and leaps into the air. Darren flies forward, the perfect swan dive pose. But instead of flipping forward, he stays flat. Horizontal in the air, Darren gains speed, reaching 33 miles per hour. Super fast for a belly flopper. He lifts his face high with his arms in a V-shape in front of him, and Darren hits the water hard. Splashdown! Water flies all over the place. When the splash subsides, Darren lies flat on his stomach, face down in the water. Is he okay? No, of course he's not okay. He's a professional belly flopper. But he is uninjured. He stands proud, strong, and the new shallow diving world record holder. As the reigning champ, Darren then travels the world, Norway, Japan, Turkey, Fort Lauderdale, diving perfectly into one kiddie pool after another. When asked if all these belly flops hurt, he replies, "The pain lasts a minute, the glory lasts a lifetime." The perfect Professor Splash quote. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found coverage by the Guinness Book of World Records and ESPN incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck. And my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.